You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I have a very interesting article that covers a topic that I've always suggested should be legalized and put into a specific safe environment. Now, what is that topic? Of course, the option of pay for play. Now, before I even start with this article, let me be crystal clear with my position on this said topic. I am 100% in favor for pay for play between two consenting adults of legal age in a safe, secure environment. Let me say that one more again for the nosebleeds. I am in full support of pay for play between two consenting adults of legal age in a safe and secure environment. With that being said, this interesting little article was published on the 11th of February. San Francisco considers establishing a red light district. Oh, I find this very interesting. Think about it, gentlemen. We now have legalized weed, when before, weed got so many people locked up. But then you have to go back and look at the history as to why marijuana was criminalized in the first place. Yeah, look up the history of hemp. You'll be pretty interested to find out why and how it got turned illegal. Now, so far as that, we've legalized weed, but we still cannot legalize the professional. Now, I'm going to be crystal clear in my, definitions, in my descriptors. The streetwalker versus the actual professional. Now, when it comes to the streetwalker, yeah, I'm not too in favor for that particular group of professionals. Why? Because there is far too much danger associated with them. There's too many wild variables. But this article, hey, I think it's coming from a good place, because the desire for men to have sex is never going to go away. The desire for women to acquire resources is never going to go away. The late, great George Carlin once said in one of his epic stand-ups, selling legal, sex legal. Why is it that selling or buying sex is illegal? One must ask. One must truly ask. But let me get to this article, which is quite lengthy. So, of course, I'm going to shorten it as much as possible while hitting the main bullet points. It is certainly no secret that San Francisco, once known as America's most beautiful city due to its preeminence in commerce, the arts, sports, tourism, architecture, etc., has gained notoriety for its spiraling descent into a metropolis now better known for its filth, homelessness, crime, illegal drug trade and use, and all other facets of a decaying society. CaliforniaGlobe.com recently and aptly reported on the city's failing political policies, which have led to this decay, with a leading reference to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis labeling San Francisco as a quote unquote dumpster fire. No, that would be an incorrect assessment. The entirety of the state of Cuckafornia is a dumpster fire on top of a train wreck that has already fallen off the cliff and is in free fall and about to reach terminal velocity. Yet, just when you thought San Francisco could not conceive of policy that will further nudge the city by the bay, closer to a present-day manifestation of Old Testament, the city of Gomorrah, some officials and community activists are now advocating for the creation of a red light district within the city's confines. Okay, here's what I would say, that I would personally think that the bordellos, the brothels, should be somewhere outside the city, just like they do in Nevada. As a matter of fact, maybe they should get on the phone with Nevada and see how they do things. Or it should be in a portion of the city that has very little traffic. Now, personally, like I said, I'm all on board with this. Provide the safe, secure environment. And guess what? You will get rid of the criminal element. For those unfamiliar with the term, a red light district is a specifically designated area where ladies or gentlemen of the evening, or those identifying as such, can ply their wares in the business of selling sex without the risk of running afoul of the law and all that might entail. So, where's the problem? At one time, potential clients desiring to purchase sex would identify with a window with a red light or lantern and know they found the retail establishment with the services they sought. Let me reiterate this. What's the problem? The desires on both sides are never going to go away. That's just human nature. Illegal prostitution is nothing new in San Francisco. In fact, apparently it is growing more rampant in parts of the city to the point where some officials are looking to corral it. Once again, what is the problem? City Supervisor Hillary Ronan, while in favor of establishing a city red light district through local ordinances, desires to take it several steps further by soliciting state legislatures to draft a bill that would presumably decriminalize or even legalize sex work for the entire state of Cuckafornia. Once again, what is the problem? You have far too many women out here saying, well, sex work is real work, blah, 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 blah. But I've got two questions that I'm going to answer. Just wait, gentlemen, just wait. She said, quote unquote, I do feel that society's acceptance and ability to get away from the morality issues is growing. See, that right there, people want to sit around and play the moral high ground. Oh, that is so terrible. That is just disgusting. That is reprehensible. However, I'm going to go into a wee bit of a subject to prove once and for all, every single man that is in a relationship in today's time is actually paying, and how society has played a masterful mind game to convince us that we are not. Resolutions at the, or she said, excuse me, let me go back. She said, quote unquote, resolutions at the Board of Supervisors are reflections of the board's goals or ideals and don't carry the weight of a legislative mandate. Others just seem to want the sex trade out of what is essentially a residential area where residents are fearful to walk their own neighborhood due to the potential violence and other ramifications that the sex business brings with it. Now, here comes the NIMBY crowd. And if you don't know what the acronym NIMBY stands for, not in my backyard. One such resident is Lynn Weirbach, a member of and advocate for the Central Mission Neighbors. She favors establishing a designated red light district away from residential neighborhoods to a more commercial area. Yet, even Miss Weirbach recognizes the immediate stumbling block. Quote unquote, I'm doubtful any district would welcome this activity. However, I'm willing to say this. They may not like the activity, but I guarantee you, if they see a surge in profits from said activity, they will quickly change their minds. Now, it goes on to talk about a whole lot of other crap, which you can read for yourself. Now, let me go ahead and talk about my two reasons why they still want to keep, you know, quote unquote, sex work, quote unquote, illegal. Reason number one, the everyday average man finally knows the flat rate to get what he truly desires. Yeah. Now, what I said previously, definitive proof that every man, no matter what he thinks, what he believes, if he's in a relationship, he is paying for the woman that he's with. Now, we always get into the conversation about, you know, guys shouldn't trick, this, that, and the other. My argument against that particular group is always this. Why do you care about where a man decides to spend his money and where he decides to put his Johnson? That's none of your business. Oh, that's right. That's right. Because if a man can just go ahead and pay the flat rate, every service around him that requires male thirst in order to extract his resources would take a massive hit. Once again, dating roaches, restaurants, nightclubs, everything that you think you have to pay in order to get the woman to be comfortable, i.e., the system is actually the pimp in this scenario, and they're extracting your resources through the woman, i.e., you're paying the entire environment around her to make her comfortable enough to feel like, yes, I might actually give this guy some box. However, Joker recently did a video wherein a woman went on a date, a very expensive date that a guy paid for, even bought her dog, a doggy treat. But what happened in the end? She said, oh, you know what? The X factor wasn't there. So yeah, I'm not gonna contact him anymore. Basically, she stole his meat. Money, energy, attention, and time. However, I cannot feel sorry for guys who get taken in 2023. I can't do it. We all put the information out. Women themselves have put the information out. Foodie calls, you know, all this stuff. But yet, guys are still trying to play the quote-unquote traditional game. Yeah, right. No. 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 If you get nailed for a foodie call, guess what? I don't feel sorry for you because you should have put your intentions out there from the get-go. Now, the second reason why they still refuse to actually make pay-for-play legal across the board. We were given this via two TV shows, Back in the Groove, MILF Manor. Yeah, gentlemen, there is no retirement plan for the old 304. The sex worker, the professional, they have no retirement plan. And understand this, ladies, I've said this numerous times throughout the years. There are more women than there are men. If every single man of marriageable age married every single woman of marriageable age, you would still have millions of leftover women. So, what do you do with these women? Well, either they go into a polygamous relationship and share a man, or they go ahead and become a brothel worker. But, like I said, there is no long-term retirement plan for the sex worker. And no man of any standard is going to take one on. I.e., look at the porn stars, Mia Khalifa, Lana Rhodes. They tried to go back into the normie society. But yeah, no. No. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. You will find it pretty interesting. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, let me be crystal clear. For you civilian women out there, understand the power you think you have with your hoo-ha definitely going out. Feminism and the belief that men would constantly put up with all your crap just to get your hoo-ha is definitely going out right along with it. However, there is one consequence that would actually be a good consequence if they did decide to go ahead and legalize pay for play. You'd have a lot more men actually going back to work. Just think about this. Everyday average man knows after a hard day, he can go down to the local bordello or brothel and get his tension out. Guess what? You'd have a whole lot more men, and you'd have to make it a very good price. Hey, I'm just saying. Just saying, it's something to think about. But that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.